Hey, we want to welcome you to CWC Dive Deep, where we take a deeper look into this past Sunday's message. I'm here with Pastor Arley. Pastor Arley, great to have you here on this sunny July day. How are you?
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Are you a summer or winter person?
I'm definitely summer.
Okay, then this is your prime time.
I always say you only have one season where you can complain out of four, you know, 25%. So I would take winter to complain.
Okay, all right.
The rest, I'm good.
So this is a great day because it is very sunny, very warm, and humid or humid, depending on your pronunciation. But we're here on Dive Deep, where the goal is to grow in our faith and learn more about our God. My name is Mike Swigert, the family life pastor at Christ Wesleyan, and I'm filling in for Caleb Swartz, who oversees spiritual formation. And Pastor Arley, I'm really excited for us to talk today about Acts chapter 15 and 16, where you led us through rekindling the flame. Mm-hmm. I'm really eager to hear what stuck out to you most over this past week. Before we get to that, just want to make a quick note that each session, we're going to continue to field listener questions. And
so
you who are listening, if you have a question that you would like to be included possibly in the podcast, you can send an email Sunday after the message to divedeep@cwc.life. That's divedeep@cwc.life. Mm-hmm. So we had a question come in for today, and I'd be really curious to hear your thoughts because it's really insightful. And here we go.
Okay.
So someone sent in a question that said, Paul or Saul didn't have a good resume. Now, meaning as a Christian before he was converted. He was a great Pharisee, but his resume wasn't good, like in
Not
regards to following Christ.
He was
Christ.
A really good Pharisee.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Right. So in regards to that, Barnabas was the one, and you talked about this in previous messages, how Barnabas stuck his neck out for Paul. Mm-hmm. Now, recently we've talked about, why do you think that a man who was forgiven so much, being Saul, who became Paul, had trouble accepting John Mark? Like, why didn't he extend the same kind of forgiveness to him and bring him along on the journey? So what are your thoughts to that type of idea? Saul to Paul was shown a lot of grace from Barnabas, and then we get to this sharp disagreement, and you really highlighted that. What stuck out there? What do you think about that?
You know, I think it's a really an interesting thing. Obviously, the giftings are different between these two persons, both Paul and Barnabas. And so the work of the two of them together really brings the kind of teamwork that it's really necessary. Both of them bring different gifts to this relationship. And both of them are, you know, uniquely making that kind of impact. So as we would look at Paul, we see a very different personality. Mm-hmm. He's more prophetic, kind of the gift of prophecy, the like direct kind of line of communication, speaking right to something, confronter, not afraid to confront. Mm-hmm. A very different personality than Barnabas.
Sure.
And so I just don't see that Paul would have seen his blind spot, which would have been there. And I think that's what it would have been. Now, I think the great thing about the Bible is that it doesn't kind of color code things to make it all look nice.
Sure.
It just tells us reality, and it doesn't make all personalities milquetoast. I mean, it makes them all the same. And so you see the unique personalities of each one. And as Christians, we don't all become the same personality.
Right.
Like, that's just because we've given our heart to Christ doesn't mean we're all going to be outgoing, or we're all going to be introverted, or we're all going to be, it's different. It's unique. Everybody has a place of value and worth, and everybody has something to contribute. In this particular case, I see Barnabas very clearly using his giftings of encouragement.
Sure.
Where I see Paul very strongly using his prophetic giftings of speaking directly into something. Mm-hmm. So I see them very differently. So I don't necessarily see in him lacking compassion or using his, I don't see that as his line of giftings that are the strongest.
Sure.
And so I think that's how I see him differently. Now, later on, he does see the value in John Mark, but it kind of had to be brought out by somebody else.
Right.
And I think that's part of how we all work together.
So I hear you saying one body, many parts. Mm-hmm. And then Barnabas sticking his neck out for Paul was an issue of exposing that Christ had done a work in Paul's life, where the sharp disagreement between Paul and Barnabas in regards to John Mark was more like of an amoral thing, based upon characteristics and not like a biblical principle.
Yes. And like you say, amoral, it's meaning without the good or negative, you know, it didn't have either.
Right.
But it could come to that point where someone could speak up for them or could defend or could respond, but it's not wrong if they didn't. And so I guess I see that more in that case, mm-hmm. even though like when it came to the disagreement between Barnabas and Paul, it said that it was sharp. So, and I look at that they dug in deeply and uh-huh. just said, no, I can't agree with you. Mm-hmm. No, I can't go there. Mm-hmm. So I feel both of them came to that confrontation level and point where they both dug in and said, yeah. no, I don't see a spiritual problem with this. And I sure. think, how do I guard my spirit when I disagree with someone? Mm-hmm. And so how can I protect to make sure that I'm not going to have a bitterness or an anger that's going to be vented at the other person? And so I think I don't see that here. Mm-hmm. So I think as Christians, we can disagree strongly, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to impact our spirit or our relationship
for sure.
beyond that.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering mm-hmm. that. And thank you for sending in that question. And we look forward to hearing more. Remember, you can send an email to divedeep@cwc.life. So I'd love for us to switch gears a little bit, Pastor Arley, and hear, out of Acts chapter 15 and 16, what was your big takeaway as you were studying and preparing? And what was the great, like, one thing that you drew out of these chapters of Scripture?
I guess what I really liked, I think, is kind of the closing part of this outline. I tried to bring people to a point and place of realizing there's often more than one alternative or opportunity as far as how we respond to things. Mm-hmm. I think we as Christians, well, as people, like black and white. Mm-hmm. Just tell me what I have to do, or show me so I can check it off on my list
sure.
that I did everything I'm supposed to. Where I feel God gives us a whole lot more gray area than black and white. Mm-hmm. And I think the gray area is put there for us to really depend on Him, mm-hmm. not on a checklist.
Sure.
And when we depend on God to give us the direction, it's harder than just doing it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I think that what I was trying to help people see is there's a time for standing up for truth. There's a time for talking to people. There's a time for remaining silent. Mm-hmm. There's a time for, and so I wanted people to realize that. And so then they say, well, when am I supposed to do what?
Right.
And that's when I have to say, you need to depend on God uh-huh. to help you to know when that is.
Sure.
And so I guess that to me, that was like a really big part that has to stand out.
Well, and in that, it sounds like there's just this powerful dichotomy of the law versus walking in step with the Spirit. And a checklist does not save a person, but Christ does. And now, because He's given us His Spirit, it's the process for us to walk through daily of hearing and following the Holy Spirit's leading. And that's where it's kind of that iffy or just really faith-filled territory that we need to walk in.
Yeah. You know, Paul says that we should learn to keep in step with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that that is, if you learn to kind of keep with the rhythm of how the Spirit moves, then there is a whole different world. Legalism is really a checklist. Mm-hmm. People tell you, here's what you're supposed to do and not supposed to. In fact, you know, and it doesn't matter what kind of end of the spectrum you've come through, whether in a very legalistic kind of church or in some of the very form mm-hmm. kinds of churches, it seems like people know the checklist of what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Well, when that's existent, you don't need to depend on God. You mm-hmm. can just depend on your list.
Right.
And so that's what I think the New Testament really tries to get us away. When we have the Holy Spirit living in us mm-hmm. and He can guide us into all truth, then we have to daily depend on that and learn what that means and how that looks. So it's a different world. Doesn't take away from the fact that we need to understand scripture. We need to know truth. We need to be well-versed in it. But then we need to have the Spirit guide us as to how it's to be used.
I hear you saying that it's not just a one-time prayer for us to ask of God. It's a continual daily repetition of what David prayed to God to say, search me and know me. And if there's any wicked way in me, just root that weed out. I mean, I hear you saying that that's not just a one-time thing. Oh, hey, you know, when there's something bad going on, Lord, help me to see this, but lead me forward.
Right. Psalm 139, that's a great passage. And yes, I absolutely believe that's exactly my growing dependence on God's Spirit to direct me. Because, you know, as I pointed out, like here we have Paul saying when they came to release him from prison, he said, no, like I'm a Roman citizen. There's no way that you should have arrested me and beaten me. I want an escort out of here.
Sure.
And I'm like, really? I mean, like in my mind, like I would have just said, okay, thanks, and then gone. But no, he stands up and speaks strongly. And I think, that's not criticized in scripture. It's not given a value like it's like negative or wrong. And so I have to believe that God led him to be able to do that. But I don't even see Jesus standing up for his own rights. I see him, you know, submitting his. So then that brings the question, when do we, when don't we, and what is the higher purpose that's accomplished by it? So I do think there must have been some greater purpose that was a part of why Paul insisted on that happening. And God would have used that for some greater good that would have been a part of his ministry.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's great to pause and ponder on and chew over. And it was a great thing that I know is very much appreciated to be able to walk away with some of those things to mull over from yesterday to say, all right, we really need to walk in step with the Spirit because it's not a checklist approach to our faith in Christ.
Right.
So what would, out of that then, Pastor Arley, what challenge would you have for our listeners moving forward into this week? Those listening in a small group, riding in the car, wherever they're at, what would you say, think about how you can exercise this?
Well, what I hope is, I hope that as we're going through Acts, it's not just seen as a single standalone book, but I'm hoping that it's being seen as the basis for all of the rest of the New Testament letters. Because as we see those woven into the book of Acts, we see where they make application. So hopefully that's coming alive. But people have to put more and more time into their own personal reading, their own personal study, to be able to develop and grow in that. So one, I'm hoping that that's what's being communicated and coming across. So the more we know the Word of God, the more familiar we are with it, the more we can be able to make application, the more we can be able to have it guide and direct us. And so I think that there's a twofold aspect. One is building in your own personal journey that strength of the knowledge of God's Word, and then building your dependency on the Spirit to know how to use it and when to apply it.
Great challenge. Thank you so much for sharing that. So for those of you who are listening, find time to be consistent in the Word and remember what Luke wrote in Acts chapter 16, verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in their faith and grew larger every day. Grow closer to God and in your relationship with Christ and continue to see how he's going to use you day in and day out. Thank you so much, Pastor Arley, for spending this time together. I really appreciate it and enjoy it.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for listening to CWC Dive Deep. Our hope is that you're challenged and encouraged to grow in your faith day by day through what you've heard here. Check back next Monday for our next episode where we're going to continue working through Acts in our series Empowered, The Church on Fire. And stay connected with us throughout the week by following CWC Milton on Facebook, and be sure to visit our website, cwc.life, where you can find more messages to dive deep.